On this edition of Updates from the Post, President and CEO Sarah Wasinger and Vice President of Membership Stephen Pate from the Hays Area Chamber of Commerce stopped by to talk about giving thanks to the Hays business community. I'm James Bell. This episode brought to you by Eagle Radio and originally aired on KAYS on Tuesday, November 26th. This is the Post Podcast.
We have some things that we're thankful for that maybe can brighten up the day.
Yes, you've got a whole theme for today's talk.
We do. We put a little montage of things we're thankful for together. And to start it off, our member investors, our businesses are the reason why we exist. And the 525 folks who we have who believe in us and allow us to make connections for them and promote their businesses and what they do are things that we're so thankful for. Stephen, I know, has been able to meet a lot of new people just in the few months he's been here. Talk about some of the things that you're thankful for with that, Stephen.
One of the biggest, coming from a sales background and then moving into this industry, the biggest thing that I've enjoyed is, I'm not really going out and selling a product anymore. I mean, being able to meet with these businesses, these business owners, and essentially getting down to just the nitty-gritty with the employees out on the floor. I've developed great relationships. I've been able to really push, the chamber's mission, and basically the direction that we're wanting to go moving forward. And it's just been a blessing, honestly. I mean, there's a reason why that when I came to this community for the first time and decided not to leave, I mean, I think that says a lot about the Hays area and especially, the businesses and stuff that we have, around Ellis County in general. So it's a blessing to work for the chamber. I really enjoy it. So,
sucking up, getting some points.
That's right.
That's what he's doing right now.
Not to be outdone, we do have a lot of different groups who are associated with the chamber who make us able to provide the value back to our businesses. Our board of directors, a group of 12 people now, will have 13 moving forward in January 2019. We are so thankful for the time that they give us. They do not get paid for that position, so they serve three-year terms and give a lot of time every month to help look over policy, give us guidance on budgeting items, and really just kind of set the mission and vision and help direct staff in particular as to what our everyday routine needs to look like. And of course, every strong organization has a strong board. We have probably the best board. I would put them up against anybody. So thankful for the time that they give us. And couldn't do it without them for sure.
And you've got some new ones coming online, but you're not ready to announce yet, right?
Those we can announce.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, and I think we might have briefly brought them up last week, but Amanda Rowletter with Next Tech and Brian Brady with First Care Clinic. So they will start their three-year terms, and then we will have several other. I know that Aaron Gillespie and Shane Smith are renewing terms as well, so they will round out our board of directors.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's cool. I love when people get involved, in anything, but especially groups like you guys, because it is a lot of work.
It is. The other group that we are excited to thank, and there is probably not enough thanks in the world for what these folks do, is our ambassadors. They are a group of 50 strong individuals, men and women, who come from all different backgrounds and industries. One thing that was neat, Tammy and Nicole, before Tammy left, kind of really looked at the program and said, what could this look like? They talked with the ambassadors to see, get feedback from them as to what the team should look like. So for 2019, we actually had several different teams, and we'd kind of like to just share with the community like how they get engaged and what they all do for business. Of course, we have healthcare appreciation. So we have a healthcare team, and they really work hard to contact all of the medical industry and invite them and encourage them to attend the event. And of course, also come to the event and just thank them and appreciate them for everything that they do to provide that extra quality of life in our community. And they work really hard for a couple of months on that one. So a lot of behind the scenes work there. And then the golf team, Stephen is our avid golfer. So Stephen, do you want to talk about what the ambassadors do for the golf tournament?
Yes, absolutely. So when I came on board as an ambassador, that was one team I was thankful to get on, was the team that they put together for the annual chamber golf tournament, excuse me. And our mission and our job was to, number one, we usually have a big ticket item to raffle off during the tournament. Mm-hmm. And go out and we push ticket sales for those. We go out and help with whole sponsors. I mean, it's essentially just a tournament director, you know, on the outside of the chamber world, I mean, they have a huge job as it is when you, when you're putting together two heads together with a tournament director and, you know, a chamber trying to make that tournament, you know, work like a well-oiled machine. It's a lot of work. So it was a lot of fun. I'm going to miss it coming around this year.
James, have you ever golfed?
When I was young, okay. But I was not good at it, so I just kind of stopped.
Okay.
Actually, what happened, somebody stole my golf clubs at one point, and I just never bought any more.
Well, we'll have to invite you to the golf tournament in 2020.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I bet you're a mean mini golfer.
No.
No?
Just we're gonna absolutely terrible.
Recruit you for all sorts of things.
Hey, I'll come. Shoot me the invite. I'll be there.
Absolutely. And then our Ag Appreciation team is a team that puts in a lot of hours, too. We host this event in September, and really they are helping us collect door prizes from our different businesses. They come together that day, help set up the Shank building, and we serve anywhere from 200 to 350 people, wow. And that's been the range. And they are there handing out drinks, serving the food, cleaning up after our guests, and just making sure they're comfortable, helping hand out the door prizes. And really did such a great job this year. We got so many compliments from the farmers and their families who attended. Very thankful for that team and what they offered to our chamber. One of my favorite teams that was added this last year, and I think it goes back to always trying to better ourselves and being more welcoming as a community, was our new member welcome team. So this group actually is kind of the eyes and ears of our new member investors. They are reaching out to them on a frequent basis their first month, after 6 months, and just making reconnections and inviting them to attend our different chamber events and just kind of giving them the manual of how to be successful as a chamber member. And we love their enthusiasm and excitement and what they've been able to bring to the table.
I agree with that 100%.
I don't know if you're familiar with this one, James, but we also have a community tours team for ambassadors. One thing that we get a lot of requests for as a chamber is when businesses are trying to hire, you know, that top-notch talent, how do we showcase the very best of Hayes? So this group is really established to go around and take new incoming possible professionals, take them to the hospital, Hayes Med. They take them to Fort Hays State University to show them downtown Hayes with, of course, all the arts that we have down there. It's just such a great group to really highlight Hayes, and they are very proud of this as well because it gives them a chance to tout our incredible community. So we just love that group.
Yeah, that's cool. I mean, because if you don't really get in and, you know, you drive through town, but unless you're really having somebody like show you, you don't know.
Right. Exactly. And we don't really have what I would call any scary places in Hayes like what you have in like bigger cities where you see bars on windows and things of that nature. So it's a pleasant experience because, you know, we have so much to be thankful for here. You know, we've got the Bison, we've got the Old Fort, the museum. So just great things that are fun to do. And that group really goes out of their way to make sure that people have Hayes in the forefront of their mind when they're making that next career move.
Awesome.
And then finally, our sports tournament hospitality team. They work very hard and very closely with the Hayes Convention and Visitors Bureau when we have wrestling and different basketball tournaments and help to run the hospitality rooms. And they're giving up weekends at a time to go ahead and make sure people feel welcome and just having that great experience. We know that when those folks come to visit Hayes for those tournaments, that they're spending dollars in our local businesses. And that's just another way that we further support our businesses and what they're doing and trying to help create commerce for them.
Because that's kind of the whole shtick, right?
Absolutely.
We got to be spinning the wheels of commerce.
Always.
Or, you know, I mean, I spoke at length yesterday. Doug Williams was in here for about an hour. And, like, it's just so interconnected. And one little piece of that starts to go off. And then another piece. And then eventually you end up just completely off the rails.
It takes us all working together to keep that machine oiled. And we're thankful to have the opportunity to work on that every day. We have just a few more things, if we can wrap that up real quickly, that we're thankful for. Our Hayes Area Young Professionals are a group of about 130 folks aged 21 to 40. They have a couple of committees as well that they have. They've got the Member Engagement Committee, and then they've got a Social Networking Committee that has kind of merged with another committee right now. They're still trying to figure out what that will look like for 2020, but they really go out of their way to provide ways for younger folks to make connections with one another. One of the best things about that group is those folks are really kind of in the same place in their lives and stations in their career. So it's a great way for them to talk about things that may be challenging for them with folks who are maybe not necessarily from their own business.
And it seems like they're always having a really good time.
They are.
Anytime I've ever acted with that group of folks, like, they're just having a blast, no matter what they're doing. It could be like 7 a.m. on a Saturday or on Tuesday, and they're at a new business, and they're just
rocking.
Yeah, exactly. Rocking. That's the word.
Exactly.
We talk about talent attraction, I think, too. And for folks who are moving into Hayes, who don't have family or friends here, that is such an amazing group to become established with, because it gives you that link back into the community. And it's really a safe space to explore different opportunities and, challenge yourself in different ways. And the final thing we're thankful for is just in general how amazing the Hayes area is. We are blessed with great schools. Hayes Med is such a wonderful institution for providing top quality health care, first care clinics right up there, safe community, all the culture we have and the arts. So just a plethora of things to be thankful for this year, and we just couldn't be more excited to be a part of it all.
Awesome. I love it. I love the theme and then putting it all together. You're so organized.
We try to be efficient. So Leadership Hayes applications are coming up as well. We know that they are going to be in the December newsletter. Steve and I know we have a couple of folks who are signed up already. So if you just want to encourage folks to get those in a timely fashion.
Yes, absolutely. So as of right now, I have about 4 spots left for the 2020 roster. And that's filled up a lot quicker, according to Nicole, than it has in the past. So definitely I encourage you to get online. You can go into the form section of our website and find that Leadership Hayes 2020 form. It is a little bit of a time commitment. So at the bottom of the form, you'll see all the dates. It's every other Wednesday, starting at the end of February, I believe. And then, of course, you have a trip, a 3-day trip down to Wichita. It's kind of the culminating event for the class. So again, 4 spots left. Steven@discoverhayes.com. Shoot me an email if you are interested in getting on that roster, and I will get you down.
Awesome. And I know we talked about this, I think, either last week or the week before, but maybe you want to give just a quick synopsis of what that event is, what they'd actually be doing in those classes.
Absolutely. So there's so many different definitions and genres when you ask somebody what leadership means to them. One person might say another as far as, leadership is an action, leadership is a voice. And the whole Leadership Hayes program is meant, number one, to kind of get you out of your comfort zone, not really break you down, but get you to realize, number one, what type of personality you have, how beneficial you can be, what you bring to the table with a team and a team environment. And then on top of that, it really gets you to one of the big things. I think I hit on this last week is learning to actively listen and listen to understand versus listen to reply. That's something I'm always going to take to my grave from the Leadership Hayes 2019 class. So anybody, you could have been through 3 or 4 different leadership classes already, but I highly recommend getting your name on the roster sometime in the near future for this class. So
I know intervening skillfully and managing myself were also 2 things that I took away as high moments of wow. Like you just had that light bulb moment of anybody can lead anytime, anywhere.
I forgot about that. So, Your aha.
Yeah,
but I'm not going to give away any
What's
more.
What's your why? Yeah. You find out all sorts of things, all the things.
It's good stuff.
Awesome. Yeah. And it's always good to expand your experiences and, especially if you're in a leadership position, learn how to do it better.
And you learn to collaborate with a team so much better. I learned real quick about myself that I was somewhat of a bulldozer when it came to, team ideas. And you get home from the class and you really think about yourself as a person and, what you bring to the table and what you can improve on. So I thoroughly enjoyed it. So
awesome. And they can get signed up if you're interested.
Yes.
Get to that website or shoot you an email, I think you said, right?
You can shoot me an email as well. You can fill out the form. It's either way. I'll make sure and try to get you on the list, but they are filling up quick.
I love it. That's an old salesman trick. You can't pull it on me. I know. You probably don't have any applications. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh. Nicole would disagree with you.
That's good. No, I really do like to hear that that's going well. And I think, why? It's because you came on here and talked about it. Everybody's like, oh man, it was on KAYS. Oh, we better that's act correct. Fast. That's
They're right. actually probably beating down the chamber door right now as we speak.
So. Well, maybe the weather hasn't hit yet. I was checking to see if there was snow flying, but no, I think, they probably are heading that way. We got just a couple minutes left. You want to hit the calendar? And
yes, absolutely.
Let's know what's going on. That's always the best part.
Fly through this real quick. So on November 26th, from 5 to 7 p.m., weather permitting, HIYP Happy Hour will be going on at the Golden Q. That's 809 Ash Street. And then the 27th, the HAYP Membership Development Committee. We were just hitting on how busy HAYP is. From 12 to 1 p.m., that'll be at the Press. That's 230 East 8th Street. And then, of course, for Turkey Day and the day after, November 28th and 29th, the Chamber office will be closed, but we will be back open for business the following week. And then leading up to that, we will have a ribbon cutting. And, of course, since we do not, we will be closed on the 29th. There will not be a Chamber chat. And then December 3rd, we will have a ribbon cutting for a new business, Sunrise Agribusiness Solutions, LLC. They used to be in the old Clink Scales building. That'll be from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. Little different hours, but this will be a big event on their end, and I think we'll just be happy to be a part of that celebration. So we'll go ahead and get that ribbon cut. That'll be 201 West 11th Street, again, the old Clink Scales building. And that's all we have.
Oh, Glassman Corporation is having a special event today, and just wanted to highlight them really quick. They're having their Tech Day and have invited a lot of students from area high schools to participate in seeing what their operations look like, running equipment and things of that nature. So Stephen and I are actually going to head over there later this morning and check that out. Wanted to just give Joe and his staff a shout out and thank you. I know that event is well attended and highly appreciated every year. So love what they do for our area students.
Yeah, that's very cool. Give them a hands-on look at that kind of world, because it's in such need. I talk to folks all the time. They're telling me the trades and construction. It's hard to find help. Nobody wants to do it, but until they see it, and then they're like, oh yeah, this is actually not nearly as this isn't what I thought it would be.
I think a lot of people scare themselves out of industrial jobs before they actually see the opportunities they have.
Exactly.
A lot of misconceptions, but this is a great way for them to showcase all the great work that they do to maintain the buildings that make a big difference in our community.
Thank you for what you do for the community.
Hey, there I do what go. I can. I appreciate
Thank
it.
Thank you.
Good to see you guys. Anything else? We're literally out of time, but anything else?
Double tell you wobble, happy Thanksgiving.
Whatever she said.
I don't even know what that was. I'm going to have to listen back on the playback.
You said gobble tell you wobble?
Gobble tell you wobble.